You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brenjegard-Bialik. This is segment 19.
What's he doing up there?
I do not know.
I think I might. I tell a lot of stories.
So we've heard.
It helps me recognize patterns. This statue kind of looks like Goliath.
Who?
There's a story that golems were created by humans who built them from mud and tried to force them to obey commands. But the story also says that Goliath was the first golem to build himself. He had such strength of will that he was able to form himself a body from mud without the assistance of humans. He was so big that he was mistaken for a part of a mountain when he lay down. They say that Goliath taught the rocks of the world how to form themselves into golems.
Why did you never say this before, when Evan said there were no other golems in the world?
Well, it's obviously not true. No one knew there were actually other golems in the world. Evan was the first golem in the kingdom in centuries, I think.
We're still in the kingdom. We're just underground.
No one even tells the Goliath story anymore. No one cares about it.
Is anyone freaked out that the golems around us are just staring at us silently?
Yes? Evan! Come down!
Back on the subject of why he walked up there. I think he's taking in the view.
You had to tell us this whole story to say he's taking in the view?
Well, our new friends aren't very conversational. Someone had to fill the empty space.
One of the golems extended a hand towards Eddie.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
What?
Can you speak English?
How about this? Everyone help me out. I don't know what their hearing range is.
No, that's it. We got it now.
Ah, good. Welcome to Evanstown.
This town is named after Evan?
Your friend on the statue of Goliath. No, this city was named after our savior, one who will be called Evan. Evan is the most sacred name among golems. It is a certain type of rock. It doesn't have a translation out of the earth tongue.
Is Evan your savior?
Your friend merely has this name by coincidence. Many of us name themselves Evan when they emerge from the rock. It is only when you discover who you truly are that you change your name to what it truly is.
Well, I'm Eddie. What's your name? Hello?
I just pronounced my name in the earth tongue. It is too low for humans to hear. Call me Norite, if you will. It is a type of rock similar to what you call basalt.
Hello, Norite.
Hello, your friends called you Ben?
Yeah, I'm Ben. That's Eddie.
I am Meta. Can one of you ask Evan to come down, please? Or take me up there to speak to him?
Scoria, take Meta up the statue to see her friend.
A golem emerged from the stony wall surrounding them and carried Meta up the statue. Eddie could just barely see her and Evan hugging when she made it up there. Evan was pointing at something, and Meta was jumping up and down and laughing.
You, one called Ben, come into City Hall with me.
Can Eddie come too?
Yes. Should I ask Chuck Delight to find the last two humans who came down here? They keep sneaking around the edges of Evanstown. It seems rude not to introduce themselves.
Yes. Can you tell them I said it was okay? They were really scared they would get hurt if they came out of hiding.
Norite and the new golem, Troctolite, spoke silently for a couple minutes. Then Troctolite was off. Norite led Ben and Eddie into one of the buildings. It was an empty room.
Welcome to City Hall. This room contains some of our most beautiful works of art.
I don't see anything.
Really? How odd. Humans are so limited in their senses. All you see is an empty room?
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha. I am sorry, then, friends. I should have foreseen this. Let's walk and talk.
Norite took Eddie and Ben outside, where they were reunited with the princess and Zora.
Let's just stick together. Is that too much to ask?
Hey, it's okay. We're mostly back together now. Congratulate me. I made a plan that worked.
I don't like it when I'm not close enough to protect you all.
You can't protect everyone.
I can try.
You just try to help as many people as you can.
Eddie brushed her hand against the princess's. After a moment's pause, the princess looked down and twined her fingers around Eddie's. Norite led them through Evanstown, the humans admiring the beautiful shapes and colors in the rock, and the golem pointing out several fascinating magnetic lines and geologic events that none of the humans could really understand. At last, they came back to the statue where Meta and Evan were still resting.
I am sure your friends will join you shortly. In the meantime, you may rest here. I have some urgent matters I must attend to now.
Thank you for taking us on this tour, Mayor Norai.
Mayor?
Ha! How did you hear, little one?
I've been trying to shapeshift my ears to hear what the golems have been saying since we started walking. I only picked up a little bit.
Ha! 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 Well, it was a pleasure to escape my duties for a while to escort some humans around Evanstown. You know, most of us have started to believe humans don't really exist.
And with that, he walked off. Evan walked down from the statue, carrying Meta.
Everyone, I have an announcement to make. I've talked it over with Meta, and it's very important to me that you all let my decision stand.
What is it?
I'm going to take a gap year before I rejoin Meta to continue soul catching. I was studying to become one before, and I want to grow up to soul catch by your side, Meta. But I've never seen anything like Evanstown before. I want to pick my own name. I want to learn about the Golem world.
Meta sniffled and hugged Evan through a teary smile.
I'll miss you, Evan.
I'll miss you too, Meta.
You're not going to come with us? You're going to part with Meta? The other day you refused to speak to anyone because you were so upset at the idea that you'd have to leave her.
I know. Please don't make this harder than it has to be. I'll come back in 1 year, but I'm going to stay and learn about my people. This is where all golems come, eventually, by instinct. I have to stay, at least for a short time.
I support you, Evan.
I love you, Meta.
I love you too, brother.
I will see you all later. I don't have the strength to carry you back up to the entrance, so someone else will have to take you.
I just have one thing to say. Grr Pug!
Aw, you guys.
Goodbye, Evan. We'll miss you.
I'll see you all again soon.
Evan, you really think I should try and ask Meta out?
I think you should look at your elbow.
A dark ink blot was appearing on Ben's elbow.
A soulmate tattoo?
When the time is right, you should tell her. Treat her well, or I'll be back sooner than you think.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you for your friendship.
Come on, Ben. Slate's ready to go.
Keep this place out of your stories. Evanstown is meant to be a secret.
You have my word.
Ben!
Coming!
Bye, Evan!
Bye, Evan.
Bye.
Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, Meta.
And the five questers were carried out of Evanstown, out of sight of Evan, and into the sunlight of the canyon.
Thank you to Alex Brinkley, voicing Norite. For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Zora, Ben, Meta, or Evan, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!